Welcome to the Brocast.
Don't worry, guys, we always keep it PG on this podcast. We're keeping it family friendly here.
Please don't cancel us.
Catch us for a new episode every Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Enjoy the show.
I wish you a Merry New Year. I wish you a Merry New Year and a Happy New Year. Good yearlies we bring for you and your friends.
No,
I wish you a Merry New Year.
Bomba clut. Good tidings we bring for you and your friends.
Bomba clut.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Bro, I just like hock to in that. Fucking.
And a Happy New Year. Where does bomba clut come from? I just want to know. Because, like, do you know, Neela? Can you search it up? Bomba clut. How do you say bomba clut?
Bomba. Oh, fuck. I just...
How do you say it? How do you say it? Can you just say it?
Bomba clut.
B-O-B. B-O-M-B.
Bum.
A. Clat.
Bomba clats.
Bomba clut. What does it mean?
I don't think anyone understood that.
Motherfucker.
Okay, we understood, Neil. It's just, it means gyat. It literally just means gyat.
No, it doesn't. It's a slang word for a douchebag.
Yeah, you're a boomba clat.
Yeah.
Bro, honestly?
I thought it meant gyat. Honestly? The booty, you know?
How was your day yesterday?
My day yesterday? It was good.
Honestly?
Yeah.
You reckon?
It was good, yeah. We went to a recovery room. Did all that.
I'm going to say something about that, actually.
Went to the sauna.
Fuck your protein powder. No. No.
What do you want to say?
Honestly, I don't feel like recovery rooms help.
You're full of shit.
Bro, I spent the whole weekend recovering, lad. Guess what? I spent the whole weekend recovering. I was like hyped for training. I was like, fuck yeah. I'm about to have the best session of my life. I hop in that pool and I feel like absolute shit.
I don't think you understand that just because you go to a recovery, okay, doesn't mean the session afterward will be amazing.
No.
It's going to make you, over time, be more recovered.
Shut your mouth, lad.
Mate, I'm not telling you.
It's not... working? Yeah, it's working.
It's not like you just show up and you feel 250 times better.
Well, I paid $40, so I expected to, you know?
Mate.
Have a little bit of...
Didn't you feel amazing afterward, though?
I did feel good afterwards.
Okay, guys, welcome to the Brocast, number 4. Brocast 4.
And welcome to the
pussy. Our pussy wants to come sit on us. I think she'll just chill.
She's a bit of an old fart.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get started, because nothing better than... How old are you, Killian?
I mean, how old... What?
How old are you?
21, bro.
21?
Yeah.
Do you know that the average person... spends 26 years of their life sleeping?
I mean, no shit, Sherlock. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
So, you haven't... technically, by the end of your life, you should have slept more than however long you've been alive for, still. For 5 more years. And then, that's...
Actually, I'm not surprised. I think it's not long enough. Surely not.
Should be half-half. It should be 50.
No, it shouldn't be half-half, because you're not sleeping 12 hours and awake 12 hours, are you? You're awake 14.
Bro, I go to bed at 8 o'clock, and then I wake up at 4 a.m., 12 hours of sleep right there.
That's not 12.
And then I go wake up, have a cold shower, and I'm get ready for my day.
How many hours do you think that is?
And an hour in, I don't touch my phone for an hour after I wake up.
No, can you tell me, how many hours is 8 to 4? Tell 12. Me right now. 12.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
So how many hours, when you go to sleep at like, what, 9 o'clock and you wake up at 5 o'clock pretty much?
Yeah.
How many hours do you reckon that is?
12.
12 hours?
Yeah.
I think you skipped a bit in school, didn't you?
No.
Like, I think 12 hours. I think you skipped a class called math.
Bro, time is money.
Yeah. So you add 4 more hours when you sleep.
Yeah.
It's 8 hours, mate. No, still it's good. It's just 8? It's just not 12.
9.5. 12 and a half.
I don't think we want to have this discussion.
We don't have this discussion. Yeah. But I honestly think it should be like closer to 35 years of sleep.
Mm. I definitely think.
But the average person doesn't sleep for 8 hours.
They sleep for 7.
How long does the average person sleep for? I reckon it would tell me on here. Hold on, let me have a look.
No, it says 7 hours. Well, no. Neil, I can.
No, no, it's all right. I got it here. The average person spends. Oh, okay.
You don't have it, do you?
The average person spends 33 years trying to sleep.
Trying to sleep.
So it's 33 less. Hours in bed.
See? Less than 7 hours per night, yeah, the average person.
The average person spends 33 years in bed trying to sleep. Well, sleeping, imagine but I'm also trying to sleep.
Trying to get that all, like, if you were, like, really stupid, right? And you're like, oh, I'm just going to get it all out of the way, so then I don't have to sleep for the rest of my life, right? Trying to sleep for 33 years straight. That's like a coma.
Bro, that's like, that's people who are locked up in the basement, lad.
If you're in jail, how long do you reckon you could sleep? Like, you can't do anything else, so you might as well sleep. How long do you reckon you could sleep?
Well, no, I got the drop. I got the soap to drop.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, that's all fun and that, but you want to have a bit of rest, you know?
No rest for me. Rise,
I reckon,
and grind, my
friend. I reckon if I was, like, in, like, solitary confinement, you wouldn't have to worry about me going crazy, because I'd just sleep the whole time.
Nah, if I was in solitary confinement, honestly, I don't think I'm physically capable of going crazy.
I honestly look at those movies where people go crazy and I'm like, you're
bruh,
weak.
Just wake
Australia
up, lad.
Honestly weak.
Honestly.
Australia has the highest percentage of long sleepers.
Shut up.
Long sleepers. Yeah, because everyone wakes up early.
No, but like, honestly, right? If I was in solitary confinement, easy. Fucking.
Bro, geez. I'd get over that shit so
bro,
quickly.
It's rest.
Dude, honestly, the earth can wait for my appearance for a bit
bro,
longer.
Honestly, you can deal with me. Bro, honestly, I reckon if you put me in there, I could last probably 3 years.
Bro, I reckon I could go monk mode in there.
Bro honestly?
I'd just turn into like
bro,
a monk.
Honestly, I'd want to do it.
Just put me in there
bro,
now,
I'd pay.
Bro.
Honestly, I reckon all those people who say you hallucinate shit, shut up.
Bro, I'd just get prison jacked.
Just close your eyes, lad.
just work sleep. Out. Just, work. Bro. I know the perfect schedule for you when you're
bro,
in.
Bro, I spend.
Sleep 12 hours. Right? Wake the fuck up. There's nothing else to do. Do some fucking push ups.
Work
after
out.
After you've done push ups, do some sit ups.
Bro, go ghost. That's the way you go ghost mode, lad.
Yeah, and then you have conversations with a fucking drawing you made 2 days ago. You
bro,
don't go nuts.
His. Oh my god. I just had a thought.
What?
Imagine if we are all in a solitary confinement right now and. Are you just hallucinating everything?
So you're talking about like a Matrix type shit.
Yeah, so you're just hallucinating everything. So you right now, you're fake. You're just a person I made up in my mind.
A pixel.
Yeah. No, you're just a person I made up in my mind.
So you're like going full like I'm in the Matrix.
Bro,
get out of the Matrix.
I'm in a room, in a white padded room right now, and I've actually only been in there for 2 minutes, and I've just imagined my whole life.
Imagine.
Have you heard about that pill?
What pill?
That pill that they want to invent that makes that prisoners take, right? They take it, and to them it feels like they've been in jail for like 20 years, but in reality it's been like 2 minutes.
Would you take that?
Yeah, if you're in jail.
And no, but would you take that like for just to elongate your life subconsciously? Would you take that?
No, not to go to jail.
No, not to go to jail. Out of jail, right? You're about to, you get the news that you're 25. You get the news that you're about to die, right? Hypothetically, would you take that pill to feel like you've lived?
How many times would you take
life?
It before you just be like, "Fuck it"?
I feel like I wouldn't take it.
How long? Oh, realistically, how long would you want to live for?
I don't care.
If the world just kept going, but you could just keep living.
If I had the option to keep living, I'd keep living.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't.
Your family members wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd just keep living.
Hey, fuck you, mate.
I think. I mean.
When you get depressed after a certain amount of time, just losing everyone, just knowing that at some stage they're just gonna be dead, and you're gonna have to find a new life.
Yeah, but I feel like. I mean, it depends, right? If there's an afterlife. If you know there's an afterlife and everyone you know is going to the afterlife, I'd prefer to die with them, you know?
Yeah. Would you rather know...
But if there isn't...
Would you rather know when you die or how you die?
I'd rather know... how I die, I reckon. Because, bro, dude, if I know when I'm going to die, I'm going to be dreading that
what
day.
What if you find out you died by just, like, a massive dick in your ass?
What the fuck?
But you were straight at that time, so you're like, how the fuck does that happen?
So, wait, you go to the psych, right, and he tells you, you're going to die. Would you rather know if how you're going to die or when? And you say how, and he's like, yeah, you got a giant dick in your ass, and that's how you're going to die.
Would you be proud?
No.
You took the largest one in the world, but you died.
Bro, all I'd do is just stay away from... But you can't change your fate. That's the thing. You can't help it. So
if you change it, it's bad.
No, it's not that. It's just like you can't change it. You'll eventually get there.
What would you do?
I don't know. I wouldn't know myself, would I?
You'd be like, how am I gay?
If my life finishes with a dick in my ass, obviously, I've been lying to myself, all right,
honestly,
haven't I?
Honestly, if all women on Earth disappeared, would you engage in sexual intercourse with males, or would you just be a monk?
I'd be a monk, 100%. You know what I'd do? I'd go as far as being a... you know what the... I can't remember the name. Oh, shit. Those people in ancient, like, Rome, what they used to do, right? The emperors, when they had servants.
Yeah, they used to do
each
other. They
used to cut the people's dicks off. Like, full-on nuts. Cut them off, right? So then they had no sexual pleasure, and they wouldn't hit on their women. So I'd be one of those. I'd just, like, cut my nuts off.
Well, I'm pretty sure that back in the day in Rome, they used to have very large orgies with just males.
Yeah, obviously. And Greece.
Yeah, and everywhere, bro.
Bro, they used to have a saying, it said, women are for marriage, boys are for fun.
What the fuck, bro? Are boys for fun, Neela? Or just for marriage?
What the fuck? Dude, nowadays we say, blondes are for marriage, brunettes are for fun, gingers are, I can't remember what
gingers are for rang-around ups.
Dude.
Brunettes are for marriage, blondes are for fun.
No, blondes are not for, bro. Blonde, every single blonde out there, you're just bad.
Dude, shut up. They're not all the same.
They're all, no, bad. Like,
oh, no, not all of them.
Bro, honestly? Yeah.
Oh, eunuchs. That's the name.
What's
eunuchs. A eunuch.
What's a eunuch?
Someone whose balls got chopped off and served the king. A eunuch.
What? Okay. Wait, served to the king. Does the king eat it?
The king or the emperor. They used to serve them. A eunuch.
They used to eat it.
No, not serve them, help them. Like, serve them, like, as in, like, a servant.
But why would you need to get your nuts chopped off? Bro, if a job requirement was to chop...
People used to do it.
How much? Okay, if someone offered you... All right, for, how much would someone have to offer you for you to chop your nuts off?
Oh, solid bill.
Billion?
Billion, yeah.
Nah, honestly?
I'm not chopping my
nuts
off.
I reckon... Probably do it for a quick $20.
Shut up.
No, honestly, I reckon I'd probably do it for $5 million.
No
five
way.
Five bands.
If I got five bands right now, you would never.
If you were to pay me $5 million, I would chop my nuts off.
Actually, I think I would never. Honestly. I don't think I'd ever.
Bro, I've lived long enough without fucking.
You know how, like, just bland life would be?
Bro, it's fucking great.
You'd experience no, like, sexual pleasure.
You still get bricked.
No, you can't.
You can.
You can't.
No, you can. You just can't finish.
Oh.
Maybe. Bro, how does the dog get bricked?
No, because eunuchs never had any sexual desires.
Bro, okay. How, right? Tell me this. The dogs, right? When you chop their balls off, they can still get hard.
We're not dogs, are we?
Pretty close.
We're not dogs.
Okay, monkeys, when you chop their balls off.
I don't know what monkeys do when you de-sex them.
I'm going to search this up.
No.
I'll search it up.
No, Neela is not searching this up on her computer.
If you chop your balls off... Bro, you get testicle cancer. You can still fuck.
Neela's going to get ads for, like, circumcision on her laptop.
If you chop your balls off, can you still get...
Hard.
No, I don't want to say hard.
A boner.
No, not boner. What's like the scientific
sexual arousal?
Sexual arousal.
Do you even know how to write that word?
Okay, the testicles produce the hormone testosterone. After removal of both testicles, the level of testosterone in the blood falls quickly. This will affect your sex life and your ability to have children.
There we go.
To maintain your sex drive and able to get an erection, you will need testosterone replacement therapy.
Exactly. So back in the day when they chopped their balls off, they didn't have testosterone replacement therapy. I can bet you that.
All right, next question. So when you're a woman, right? And you want to become a man. Yeah?
This is going into dangerous territory, yeah.
And you take those pills to give you like fucking what to become a man.
Yeah.
Do they like if you want a dick? Do they like your get dick, a dead you, man's oh, dick or do
dick,
they
your dick
does
doesn't
it grow?
Just grow? Your dick doesn't just grow. It's not a fucking plant, mate. I don't think it just grows.
If you water it every day.
I don't think they get an old person's dick and stitch it on you either. I think they make one with your skin. They graft your skin.
Fuck, do they make one?
Well, okay. Let me give you an example.
Can I make it bigger?
This is a very touchy subject, okay? Yeah. But when I had my fingers done, right? Yeah. They grafted skin from my hip.
So okay? Your fingers are fake. You got fake fingers.
So my fingers have skin from my hip. So if you were to remake a dick, you'd have to graft your skin from somewhere. So they'd use skin from, like, for example, your leg.
Can you make your dick bigger? Like, if I wanted to make mine bigger.
This guy. Yes, you can. I don't
Real?
Know.
Where?
You can. There's plastic surgery, bro.
Where?
Why would you want to make it bigger, though?
It's not big.
It doesn't matter, does it? You've always said it's not about the motion of the ocean. It's about the
motion of the ocean. You know who told me that?
You.
Honestly,
you said it yourself.
No, we were talking about. Okay, I'll tell you the story about how I learnt that saying.
Okay.
School camp. Me and my friends are walking around, and we're talking about size of our knobs. And the teacher walks out of her tent. She's like, "Boys, boys, boys, boys. It's not about the size of the vessel. It's about the motion of the ocean."
Oh, she knew what was up.
She just said that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, I made it past year 8. Once you make it past year 8, teachers, you know, start becoming
a bit
more chill.
Yeah, a bit more chill, you know.
They're like,
so,
right,
what's
you know
the
what?
Next fact?
Oh, yeah, sorry. We've kind of rambled
we've
on
kind
about
of rambled
sex.
On about random circumcision and whatever, so, you know.
Okay. So, next fact of the day is... Okay. Doctors say people should not be on the toilet for longer than 10 minutes.
A day?
No, longer than 10 minutes at a time.
Well, that's gone out the window, has it?
You could get hemorrhoids.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I've never had a hemorrhoid.
Mum warned me the other day, bro. I was sitting on the toilet and she knocked on the door, right? And she was like, knock, knock. Killian, just letting you know.
Bro, honestly, can I tell you something?
You could get hemorrhoids.
Honestly?
Sit on there for longer.
You know, you piss me off when you go to the toilet.
Yeah. Why?
Because you just go for so long.
Yeah.
I go for long, but you go for long.
No. Here's the thing, little fella. You go for a long time, too. I'm not the only one.
You go for just as long.
Bro,
in the morning, right, when I wake up, it's the most annoying thing. Bro, when I used to have my bathroom over there, best thing ever. I could just go to the toilet whenever I want. Bro, I wake up in the morning.
Bro.
Lad, you've probably been awake since 4:20 or some shit because your new sleep thing.
No,
right?
I wake up at 4:40.
You go to the toilet, right? You're in there for fucking minutes, lad. You're in there for fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Bro, I wake up. I'm sitting down on the couch like fucking...
I can relate. The other day on Saturday when you woke up before me, I had that same feeling. But I got a really easy solution for you. And it's actually going to like surprise
you.
You're
going to go outside?
Just wake up earlier. Just go before me.
No.
That's an easy solution. If you always complain about how long I take, right, then go earlier. Because honestly, the only reason why I wake up that early is so I can go and chill on the toilet.
And get hemorrhoids.
And get hemorrhoids. Yeah. Fuck, yeah. 100%. Yeah. Hemorrhoids. But you know what? Easy solution for you, bro. Wake up earlier. Wake up at like, I don't know, 4:30. I won't be out of bed before 4:40. So just wake up at 4:30. Swiping on Tinder
because you're lonely.
No, wake up at 4:40, go to the toilet.
Bro.
Before me.
I don't want to.
Well, then stop complaining. Bro, it's as simple as that.
Don't get hemorrhoids on the toilet then.
Yeah.
Mate.
Fine.
Yeah. All right, but let's have a deal that we can't go on the toilet for longer than 5 minutes unless we're actually, like, hurting.
No, I don't want to have a deal. I don't want to do
unless we're hurting in the stomach.
No, bro. I don't want to do that because I enjoy my time on the toilet. It's relaxing. It's like zen. You're
probably having a wank, bro.
I don't. Bro, what the fuck? I just chill, you know? I read the paper.
All right, so next good. Fact.
Yeah, next read fact. The paper on my phone, buddy.
Next fact. Bro, you read the paper?
The Financial Times.
Bro, you're cringe.
The fucking Athletic.
You're actually cringe.
What? Okay. Cringe. Why?
What do you mean? Come on. You're not enjoying this content.
You can go. You know?
Can go if you don't want to
like. Come on, just go. You can go.
Study shows that most women overpack their suitcases by almost double just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what else you overpack?
That was going to go nowhere. Yeah. It just went nowhere.
No, I was going to say something. Ready? Oi.
What? Say it? Food?
No, is that what you said?
Food. Pizza?
No.
What?
Just don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, well, yeah.
No, well, honestly, I mean,
just like
when it comes to like holidays,
yeah.
Not gonna lie, before we get to the holiday, after when we get to the holiday, it's fine. But before we get to the holiday destination, like the whole travel, bro, traveling with parents is just bro.
Dude, I can't wait when we go to Europe. We're gonna go by ourselves, bro. It's gonna be so chill.
We're gonna miss the flight.
Imagine that, two blokes, right? Two blokes on a trip.
Min chile.
It's so chill.
Bro, I'm actually so keen for Europe.
It's going to be so chill.
Dude.
We're going to be there for five freaking months. We're going to have to bring our mics to do a podcast there. Because it's going to, impede on us to not bring it.
Nah, Neela can do the podcast by herself.
Yeah, Neela can do it by herself.
No. The Neela Show.
No.
No, that's cringy.
No. Oh, bro. I was at training the other day. And you were going like, no, Cleo.
Cleo.
And bro, the whole fucking session, I was like, Cleo, no.
Bro, let's move on. I don't know why. Last week, I was such in a mood for the podcasting. And I'm going to be honest, this week, I'm not. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're a pussy.
I'm going to be honest.
Come on.
Next fact. So, you know a plane, right? Actually, that's such a shit fact. Never mind. Okay, this is a fact about you, because I'm going to rant about you for a second. People who walk fast tend to be less happy in life. Bro, Killian is the fastest walker I've ever seen in my life. Dude, when we are going... Especially, like, going to the beach or, like, just... Bro, just when we get to a swim meet, you walk so fucking fast. I'm like, bro, slow down. You are cringy. You look like an absolute wanker. When we go to the beach, you walk so fast. Just slow down. You don't need to be any... you do, but you don't need to be anywhere that quickly.
I just think you need to get a bit quicker.
Honestly.
You're a bit slow, eh?
It's like
the way to earn respect is by making people wait for you.
No.
Yes?
The fuck are you on about?
You literally speed walk. I'm literally running next to you.
Well, you know what? You just got to keep up.
No. Bro... I'm actually serious right now. Why do you walk so fast?
I don't know.
What's the actual reason?
I don't know. It's just how I walk.
Like, Neil and I are looking at each other like, bro, what is this kid doing?
You know what, though? I'm about to go on a rant right now.
All right, go on then.
Yeah. You got a problem with me walking fast, yeah. Right? But here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
When you start doing things fast, right?
Yeah.
Everything goes fast. You become one of those people that goes,
shut up.
Speed. Yeah. You just get shit done, you know? If you always walk around like nonchalant, like just slow, bro, no one cares. Go a bit faster. Walk a bit faster, mate. And if, bro, honestly, there's nothing worse than a slow walker in front of you who takes up all the space, looking like a fucking a giga truck and just like takes the whole fucking path.
When you're driving, right, in a car.
Yeah.
Do you like when someone's fucking right behind you, like, trying to go faster?
No.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Well, no, because
in swimming, when you're just trying to have a leisurely warm down, right?
Yeah.
And someone's behind you is like sweating their ass off just because they're a warm down warrior.
Do I do that? Warrior. Do I do that?
No, I'm asking you a question. Do you find it annoying when people go behind you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in walking, would it not be the same?
Well, no, because you can weave around people. You're not sitting in a lane,
yeah, but you're
are
literally
you?
Like,
it's not like you have to be behind that
bro,
person.
You're walking
if
like,
you're walking faster, just you overtake.
Look stupid, you look stupid.
Well, do I care what other people think?
Yeah, you probably should.
Are you one of those people who cares what people
yes.
think? Yeah, well, you're...
Do you know why?
What? Why?
Because impressions are the best thing in life.
Oh, impressions. Bro, you know what's a good impression? Being a fast walker means you get shit done quickly.
You know what's a good impression? Getting a good haircut, mate.
Do you know I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you wearing a cap and sign on? No. Do you know what else is a good impression? Walking like a normal person.
Yeah.
Not slow, not fast.
Well, let's go back to the fact. Killian, are you alright? Because apparently, when you walk really fast, you tend to be less happy.
I'm just fine.
Is everything alright?
My life is great.
How's everything at home?
My life is great. And you know what, though? I have been meaning to slow down on a few things, but not walking. I enjoy walking fast.
Why do you
fast.
Want to slow down then?
I enjoy walking fast because it's kind of like my pace. If I walk any slower, it just feels like... What? What the fuck are you... Are you taking the piss out? You want me to tell you why
if
I walk
I
fast?
If I walk any slower, I feel like I'm fucking...
You asked me for my reason why I walk fast, didn't you?
Yeah, why?
So why can't you listen
okay,
with a bit of respect?
She wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Go.
So you want to know?
Yes, I want to know, obviously.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me why then.
So I walk fast because that's just the way I walk. All right, move on. I'm not explaining this to a wanker like
why,
you.
What are you trying to slow down in then?
In, like, other things, like, just at home, like, just relax
a bit.
Look
around my life, enjoy the little things, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Sometimes everyone's just too busy doing everything and they don't realize what's around them. But you're just too busy taking the piss out of everything I say.
Bro, I cleaned my room today. You know how, like,
I wasn't listening whatsoever.
I want to say something, right? So, you know when, like, you just, like, put things off, like, doing your laundry, cleaning your room... Fapping. Just all that shit, right? All those chores you have to do, okay? And when you actually do it, afterwards, it's like you get almost like a rush. You're like, you know what? That wasn't too bad. I actually enjoyed that. And you feel so good about yourself. Do you agree? Or nah?
But then it's hard to get back in that rush.
Yeah, it's hard to... You get the rush, but it's not like addicting, so you don't do it again.
Hmm. You're like, oh, I have to do it again.
Yeah, you're like, oh, bro, fuck. I did it, but like, bro, I can't be arsed now.
Well, you know what? I just taught you right now. See? See how I sat there and I took it in and I listened, right? And
you
I
didn't reply, though,
I didn't
did
judge.
You?
No, but you don't need to reply sometimes to listen. But see how I didn't judge and I didn't go, waker? I didn't do that, did I? I just let you speak.
Bro, honestly, what's up your ass today, lad?
I could ask you the same thing,
mate,
buddy.
You know what's up your ass? Fucking biggest dick in the world, because you're going to die like that, mate.
Okay, buddy, okay.
Honestly, not the worst way to die.
It's honestly not the worst way to finish your life.
I mean, it's not great.
Well, it's not great, is it? Because I'm not...
What would be the worst? I reckon the worst would be like... I've always remembered that one scene in a movie. You know when, like, that massive wave comes in that movie?
Tsunami.
That tsunami?
Honestly, it could be the worst way to die.
No, but then you know how there's like a container ship and then the container ship like... I don't know what the movie's called. Like San Andreas, maybe?
Yeah.
And you know how that wave goes over like the bridge?
Yeah.
And then that container like falls on the guy?
Yeah.
Honestly, I reckon that's the worst way.
You know what the best way to die would be? Would it be... Right. Okay, what would be... For you, what's the best way to die?
Maybe... Like,
no, not freezing. Yeah. Honestly, just sleeping. In my sleep.
Oh, that's sad.
Wouldn't you want to go out in like the most like action
no.
film way
oh,
ever?
I thought
bro, I want to go to bed. I want to be like, night. princess or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I'd same here.
Wife. Night, darling. Night, darling. Kiss. You know? I'm like maybe like 120 years old. I'm like, night. Good night. I'm going to bed. And then just not wake up.
What about like going out in a blaze of glory, though?
That'd be sick. I don't give a fuck.
That'd be sick.
Nah. Like, bruh, just... I just want to be... I don't even want to know that it's going to happen. I just go to sleep, and I'm like, right.
Ah.
Good night. Why would you want... What? Would you want to be, like, in a fight or some shit?
No.
Would you want to go down like, oh! Oh! I got shot. Oh! Oh! Oh.
And you start...
I'm alright. I'm alright. And then you look up, and you're like... And someone's, like, holding you in their arms, and like, oh, Killian, it's alright, bro. It's alright. And you're looking up and you're like, no.
You thought about this, haven't you?
This is the end. I'm sorry.
You're playing it out as if you thought about it.
Oh. And then like sad, and then it comes to a sad scene in the movie and you're like, bro.
No, I don't mean like that way. But like, I'd rather die the way you said.
What? Are you like, that guy in the movie where you're like, and they're like running to like, say the building's about to fall, right?
Oh, no.
And they're running to like, the outside of it. Oh no, they're getting chased by zombies, right? And they've got like 10 minutes on the zombies, bro. Like they've got room. And then you just stop and you're like, guys, I'll hold them back.
We need to split up.
We need, you guys go. And then they waste like 5 minutes just hugging, saying goodbye, and they're like, are you sure?
And then
bro just waits, right?
Yeah.
So that's gonna be you, and then everyone just runs away. They make it. They're chilling, bro. They literally have time to stop for a coffee.
That's not me.
And then you stop there at the door, and you're like,
goodbye, everyone.
And then the zombies literally just not even look at you. They just like stampede all over you. Like you didn't even like.
Imagine the disrespect, right? You're getting chased by zombies, and instead of eating you, like you sacrifice yourself for the people, right? And instead of eating you, they just trample you.
Yeah.
Imagine that scene in a movie, right? You're like, no, it's fine. Back. They'll take me, and they just completely disregard
honestly,
you.
Honestly, those scenes
and
just
kill you by
off.
Walking over you.
Those scenes
when
actually.
They split up.
Oh yeah, when they split up, bro.
Or
idiots.
Like in a horror movie when they leave their bed.
No,
they're like sleeping,
they
and there's like a creek upstairs. So they're like, oh, let's go see what that is. Yeah. Or, like, they like, go down a dark alley, and they're like,
yeah, bro, honestly, idiots.
Let's go see it. No, no, okay, that's not how I want to die. That's not what I said, but, like, I wouldn't mind it, you know? I wouldn't mind if I went to war, right?
You got and such I was a hero like, complex. I reckon you definitely want to be, like, that guy. It's just, oh, Killian saved everyone. Killian.
No.
You saved the whole village. I just want to be that guy. So you
didn't want an honest answer?
So you honestly want that?
No, I don't, but
well, tell me what you want. Tell me how you imagine.
Okay, so I wouldn't mind dying in a bed, right?
Yeah.
Like, with my loved one. But, like, I feel like it'd be better for everyone if, like... Fucking
no,
hell.
Go.
Just let me talk.
Go talk.
It'd be better for everyone, you know? Imagine, right, you go to sleep with your wife and you wake up dead. She wakes up to you and you're like, fucking...
That's kind of scary.
I'd rather, like, go to, like, fucking war and, like, right, and then you die and then people get, like, a letter back. Instead of seeing you go...
That's a little bit more scary. Bro, imagine your guts out.
Yeah, but, like, at least you're not in front of your loved ones, like...
You don't. You just die. It's in your sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you? Okay. Let me tell you this. What if they made euthanization legal, so you could go to the doctor and you could be like, right,
I'm not fucking killing
give
myself.
Give me this.
I'm not killing myself.
No. When you get to like 90, like 100.
No, I'm not
like,
killing myself.
What if you're really sick?
I'm not killing myself. If someone's really sick and you don't, and you want to die with them.
Oh yeah.
And have you seen that movie where the parents died together because the dad was really sick? That's
cute. All right.
I feel like we need to stop talking about this.
Start your quiz.
Yeah, start your quiz. Go.
Okay. This is a football quiz.
Oh fucking no, bud.
Okay. Which team won the most Premier League titles?
Man United. Manchester United. Yeah. No, Man United.
Man United. What are you
talking
fuck?
About, lad?
Is this a football one?
Yeah. You're cooked, lad.
I'm cooked.
Okay. Yep. Put me down as a point.
Which country has won the most World Cups?
Spain.
No.
Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil. Morocco. London to Ibiza.
Which country has appeared in 3 World Cups finals but never won the competition?
Germany. Oh, no.
England.
No.
France.
No.
Ramenez la coupe à la maison. Allez les bleus, allez.
Brazil.
Netherlands. Yeah. Croatia. Oh, Netherlands.
Oh, fuck, you're winning.
Oh.
I'm not good at this World Cup shit. I'm better at the club shit,
I think. This is a really long one. Okay. Which Ballon d'Or winning footballer had a galaxy named after them in 2015?
Ronaldo.
Yeah. What is the name?
Fucking
is it
Galaxy Cosmos?
Cosmos.
Reddish.
Oh, I never heard of it.
CR7. Okay. Which Spanish club's nickname is Los Colchoneros, which translates to English as the mattress makers?
I'm a mattress maker. Valencia.
Alaves.
Villarreal. Are they like a good team? Oh, Sevilla.
No.
Valencia? No.
No, no, no.
Barcelona?
No.
Athletic Bilbao?
Atletico Madrid? Atletico Madrid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said Atletico first.
Oh, you wanker.
I said Atletico, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ronaldo helped Portugal win the European Championship in which year?
2014.
16.
12. Oh, yeah, 16.
Yeah, fuck. We're idiots. What are we doing?
Idiots. Idiots.
Messi has run a record number of Ballon d'Or awards. How many?
7.
No.
6.
Who said that first?
Tie.
You guys are tying anyways.
Didn't think I'd be tying with Nolan in a football quiz, mate.
Shut up, mate. Wanker.
Who is the championships? Leagues? No.
Jesus Christ, Neil. What?
Who is the Champions League's top goal scorer of
Ronaldo.
Nolan, what are you doing?
These are too easy.
To be completely fair, these are too easy. Not too easy. They're my level.
They're general knowledge.
It makes them like...
It's a general knowledge quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Nolan should know them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Yeah, but like...
I know what
Nolan
means.
Knows the more in-depth shit. It's like if you asked me like, what empire was in Italy? Like,
yeah.
It'd be just whoever's quicker. Anyways, yeah. Go.
Which MLS franchise team does David Beckham...
Miami. Yeah.
See, it's... Oh, fuck. He's just whoever's quicker.
Killing everyone. How many teams play in the FIFA World Cup? 16.
It's,
12.
It's 24.
20.
No.
18.
22.
32. 24. 32? Yeah.
I didn't know.
We'll kill anyone.
Thank you, Neil. You're the best.
See, the moment Nolan loses, just goes to shit, happy for don't you. You? Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Fair play.
Fair play.
Yeah. Fair play.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the making... the broadcast.
Fucking idiot.
The broadcast.
Apologize to everyone.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Let us know if broadcast is better than making waves.
It is. And we're not changing it back. Whoever thinks we're changing it back, we're not. It's not going to be changed back. Bro, honestly.
See ya.
Bye. Everyone.